what you had under the bed or under the house or somewhere, up in the loft, that if you had a loft. That's when I was small, the houses was mighty. And till these later years, the houses just got where it was any kind.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You had, if a man was a big farmer, and just tell you the straight, his house did tolerable well. But the most of the houses that you went to, you could stay in here and look all through.
Mm-hmm.
That was what they had.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them couldn't do any better. They were just doing the best they could.
Sure.
Yes.
If you go to the store today and buy a few cans of groceries, they just put it in a paper bag for you. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
But in the old days, if you bought 100 pounds of chicken feed, what did they put in?
Well, they had sacks. I mean,
what they were called?
A bagging sack. If you bought
bagging
a
sack.
Did have it backed up, but if you got a whole sack, you could get a bagging sack.
Mm-hmm.
And people thought no more about the bagging sack.
You ever call them croaker sack?
Yes, that's right, croaker sack. Yes. Which was like bagging. Yeah. I got one out there now.
You ever call that guana?
Yes, that's what they put in them. And then
they put the guana in.
And the folks would give you all the sacks. They had no use for them, but they won't do it now. They can't know. So they get them sacks, and then they get those sacks, they save them.
Mm-hmm.
They put peanuts in them. In fact, in the business, you could go and give a man, you hope a man kill a hog, he'd give you enough meat to last you 2 or 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
He'd give you hog head and all of the livers you want, but he won't do it now.
Mm-hmm.
If he hired you, he'd rather pay you the money.
Yeah.
Because
when you butchered a hog, what did you call the lungs and the liver and the heart?
Well, you call them the heart and the liver. And
you ever call it haslet?
Yes, sir. Haslet is on the liver.
Haslet.
Haslet and liver together.
I see.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what's the intestine and intestines of a hog that you can eat?
We call them chitin.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is.
And I had some other questions here. If you had a small musical instrument, you blew on it.
Yeah, we called that a harp.
And if you picked on it?
Use harp.
I see.
Yeah.
And if you make some homemade equipment for children, you'd have a log like this on a